Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back in to your home once again. Don't matter where that you're at. We just thank God for another opportunity to come back and tell somebody the good news about Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of this service, why, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line with us here, and we'll just obey the Lord and just worship Him in spirit and truth, for that's the only way that we can worship God, is in the spirit and in the truth. So call in on 310-742-1759. So we'll put you right on the line with us. So I've done got about three phone calls in here, so let me get you there and find out who you are, and then we'll get you on line there to obey the Lord. So call in on 410-742-1759. 770, go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother Lloyd, this is Brother John from Thompson, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. Glad you called in. 706, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Frieda, and I'm in Thomaston, Georgia.
Amen. Sister Frieda, we're glad you called in there. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Amen, Brother Eddie. We're glad you called in. So anybody else out there want to call in, why, call in on 310-742-1759. So we'll put you right on the line here to obey the Lord and just worship with us. 706, you want to obey the Lord there? I'll give you the first one to call in there. You got any prayer requests?
No, I want to give a praise report.
Okay, go ahead and give us that praise report.
I've been having some financial problems, and the good Lord answered prayer today, so they extended my, paid my electricity bill until Friday. I thank the good Lord that He's working in my favor.
Amen. God's always in the working business there.
He yes,
always
He is.
Takes care of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Brother Eddie, I guess you was the next one called in, so you want to just go ahead and obey the Lord there, then we'll get Brother John on there.
Won't you let John go ahead, brother?
Okay. Brother John?
Well, I appreciate it. Tonight we're talking about grace, the unmerited favor, amen, and benefits
amen.
And things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, if you have your Bible, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Starting with verse 1, my message tonight is just enough grace.
Amen.
The Bible says, it is not expedient for me, it is the Apostle Paul, doubtless to glory. He said, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. In other words, it is necessary for him to doubtless to glory, to amen, to vaunt, amen, at a time that the Apostle Paul would come to visions and revelations of the Lord. He knew this. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish, but happy is he that keepeth the law. He said, I knew a man, amen, he's talking about there when he's talking about doubtless glory. Many people believe that this was his vision of paradise that he saw at Lystra, at Derby. The Bible says in Acts chapter 14, verse 19 and 20. This was a time where the Apostle Paul, amen, hallelujah, the Bible says, and there came thither certain Jews in Acts chapter 14, verse 19, from Antioch in Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, they stoned Paul, drawing him out of the city, supposing that he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. We find at that time that many people believe that that was the time that he had one of the visions, the stone, and left for dead. He was that close. We have to understand that the Bible says that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The Apostle Paul was a man that stood by many times and watched people being stoned for the name of Jesus. And as he come to that same place, amen, he was beginning to receive, and amen, and he would come to a place where he would also be stoned. And tonight, amen, you might have been stoned for the name of Jesus. You might have been persecuted for the name of Jesus. But you just need to know tonight that there's just enough grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to bring you through. The Bible says, amen, he said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such as one caught up into the third heaven. The Apostle Paul was speaking of himself. Here was a man that had revelations. Here was a man that had a vision. Here was a man, amen, that God had spoken. Here was a man that so caught up in the Spirit. Hallelujah. He didn't know whether he was in his body or out of the body. Here he's having a relationship. Hallelujah. Tonight, that's the kind of a relationship we need to have with the Lord Jesus Christ. One that's caught up in the very paradise, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even caught up into the third heaven, the very presence of God. Tonight, we need to get caught up in the grace of God and to the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible declares, hallelujah, I believe it's in Acts chapter 22, amen, and it says in Acts chapter, I believe it's 22, and starting in verse 17, it says, and it came to pass that when I was coming into Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and though he had come and he began to see visions while he was in the temple, amen, and saw him saying unto me, make haste, he saw the Lord, and he said, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive my testimony concerning me. In other words, it was a time, amen, that as he was testifying of the Lord Jesus Christ, he had a vision, he had a revelation, and the Lord told him to hurry up and get out of Jerusalem, because they would no longer receive the testimony of the Apostle Paul, hallelujah, there in Jerusalem any longer, amen, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, because it was time for him to move, amen, to another realm and to another place. In verse 3, it says, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Here he was talking about himself. He was caught up into paradise. He was caught up, amen, unto the place like unto the Eden. He was caught up into a garden place. Hallelujah. Tonight, church, we need to get caught up in the place of Jesus Christ, caught up into his grace, caught up into his mercy. Hallelujah. We need to know tonight, amen, that there's just enough grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. We find, amen, hallelujah, going on in the verses there. In verse 5, he says, of such as one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. Hallelujah. He said it's expedient him for the glory, but it wasn't in the glory in the revelations. It wasn't the glory in the visions. It wasn't the glory, amen, with that he's caught up in paradise. It wasn't the glory, amen, and be caught up just because he was caught up before the Lord Jesus Christ. No, that wasn't what he was caught up in. That wasn't what he was glorying about on this day. But he said, I will not glory but in my infirmities. In other words, when he was weak, when he was going through his infirmities, hallelujah, that was the time that he gloried. Amen. It's easy to glory when you're having visions and revelations. It's easy to glory when you're caught up in a paradise. It's easy to glory. But the Apostle Paul said, I'm not glorying in that tonight. I'm not glorying in that. Hallelujah. That's great and it's wonderful. But you need to know tonight the grace of God, the unmerited favor of God tonight, the benefit, amen, it's just enough grace. I'm going tonight when I get in my infirmities. I'm going tonight when I get in distresses. I'm going tonight when I get in trouble. He's going tonight. Hallelujah. That's the time that he would declare glory. Glory, glory. Amen. The Bible says, I believe it's in Romans chapter 8. Amen. Verse 26. Hallelujah. Let me turn over there real quick and read that. He said, I glory in my infirmities. The Bible says, he said, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, maketh itself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which not. Amen. The Spirit began to groan. Amen. And make intercessions. Amen. He kicked in the afterburner like a jet. Amen. Getting ready to take off. You need to know that that Holy Ghost tonight is getting ready to take off and give you a dose of grace tonight. Just enough grace. Amen. More than to get you through. Just enough pure grace tonight of the Lord Jesus Christ will more than get you through. You need to know, amen. He said, it helpeth with our infirmities. It helpeth with our weaknesses. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will begin to be our present helper in times of trouble. And you need to know tonight that he will help you with his grace. He'll give you just enough grace, amen, to overcome. He said, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. He said, I would desire to glory in the revelation. I would desire to glory in the vision. I would desire to glory, but I would not be a fool. For I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he hears of me. In other words, when he began the amen to tell, amen, he could glory in the visions of revelation. He could say he had been with God. Here was a man that didn't know whether he was in his body or out of the body experience. Here was a man that had been in the heavenly places. Here was a man, but he wasn't glowing that tonight. He was glowing in the grace of God. Church, tonight, we need to glow with. Amen. It's great to be in the revelation. It's great to be in the presence of God. But it's even greater, amen, to be in his grace tonight. Hallelujah. We need to know tonight, amen, hallelujah, that the Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, and he said, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. He had so many revelations. He had so many visions. There was a possibility that he would be exalted above measure, an exaltation beyond even the measure of a man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But because of the abundance of revelations and because of the closeness that he had, there was given to him a thorn in the flesh. Hallelujah. A thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan to buffet him. There was a buffeting. This was a work, amen, amen. Lest I should be exalted above measure. In other words, what happened is the messenger of Satan came, that thorn in his flesh, brought him down, brought him to reality, brought him down, and even though he was an apostle, even though he's a man of God, even though a man seemingly a great man of God, there was given to him a thorn that he would not be exalted above the measure of a man. There was, amen, and that was a grace. Amen. That thorn in the flesh, that weakness in his flesh, brought him to a place where he would seek the grace of God, brought him to a place. You brought him to a place of realization. Amen. You need to know tonight we need to be brought to the realization of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many of you underneath the sound of my voice. You work in the gifts of the Spirit. That you see the signs, the wonders, the miracles, and that's all great and powerful.
Amen.
And wonderful. There's nothing near the greater tonight. But you need to know tonight, don't forget the grace of God. Just enough grace tonight. Just enough grace. Amen. We need to remember. Amen. Hallelujah, there was a thorn in his flesh to buffet him. Hallelujah, the Bible says, he said, lest I should be exalted above measure. That thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan that was sent to buffet him, was brought to him so that he would not be exalted above measure. Not be exalted above that he ought to, as he ought to. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, says this. We were speaking about this the other night in church. He said that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. In other words, church tonight, you need to know you're appointed unto afflictions. You're appointed unto affliction to bring you unto prayer. Tonight, we're brought, that these things that you go through is brought to you, amen. And that thorn in your flesh, that thing, the messenger of Satan, is comes into your life to bring you, say, he'll bring you to prayer. He'll bring you to his grace. He'll bring you to his mercy. He'll bring you to your knees. You're not anything if you haven't been brought to your knees before the Lord Jesus Christ. These visions, these revelations, what he was talking about here, he was sowing his apostleship, not because of the revelation, not because of the miracles, not because of the signs, not because of his finger of quality, but his apostleship was because of the infirmities and the powers and the grace of God tonight. He said, well, I am what I am by the grace of God. He recognized
Amen.
This. Hallelujah. And verse 8 says, with this thing I thought the Lord thrice, in other words, three times, that it might depart from me. What is this? What was the distance working something in his life? You need to know tonight, church, that the grace of God is working something in your life. It's
Amen.
Bringing you to your place. Amen. Hallelujah. All these things are great. But amen. Your apostleship, your ministry, your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ comes through the grace of God. Hallelujah. Come through the works of God. Come on, church. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you've been exalted above measure like you were, then you know what? He was brought to a reality. He was brought to a place when he was known. Amen. And out of it and begin to see visions there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to know tonight, hallelujah, that the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, he said, we'll go ahead and read verse 1. He said, and you have been quickened. Who are dead in trespasses and sin. You need to know tonight that the grace of God is reaching out and he's quickening you. He's making you alive by his grace. He's quickening you. He's quickening your mortal body by the Holy Spirit. That spirit is the intercessor tonight. Amen. That brings the grace of God. Come on, church. You need to know that wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world. There were many that walked to the course of this world according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. You need to know tonight that there's a spirit. That messenger of Satan is coming. Hallelujah. And that messenger, and he's causing the children to walk in the course of this world. Amen. That walking in the course of disobedience, walking in the course of being cursed. He said, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. We were children of disobedience and children of wrath. And these are the ones that are called to be the children of God. Just tonight, we haven't been called to be children of wrath or children of disobedience. We've all been called. Every one of you is the created work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and every one of you has been called to be a child of the one and true living God by his grace. Will we find tonight, amen, that as he sought for the Lord three times, that it would depart from him. And the Bible says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient. In other words, just enough grace tonight. Just enough grace sufficient
Man.
For you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Do you want to see the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ come upon your life? Just get weak. Let your flesh get weak. Let your body presence get weak. Let your body presence, amen, hallelujah, move over and let the power of God and the strength of God be complete in your life. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Paul had a revelation in this, that when he was weak, then was he strong. When the very moment that he was suffering, in the very moment that he was afflicted, at the very moment, amen, amen, that he was weak, then the strength was made perfect in weakness. The Lord Jesus Christ came in and was made complete in this life. The Bible says, amen, when he hung on the cross, he said, it is finished. Amen, amen, when Jesus Christ laid down his life on the cross at Calvary and said it's a finished work. That's the perfect time. That's the complete time. That's when the strength made us perfect. Amen. Come on, church. You need to know tonight the Bible says, I believe it's in 1 Peter, amen, chapter 4, starting with verse 12, says this. Hallelujah, 1 Peter 4, hallelujah, and chapter 1 Peter 4, begin with verse 12. He said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange things happen unto you. Amen, hallelujah, and the true attitude in affliction, amen. is that every one of you underneath the sound of my voice, including myself, amen, everyone that's an inhabitant of the earth will go through a fiery trial. Amen. Mm-hmm. Don't think it's strange because every one of us will go through the fiery trial. Every one of us, amen, it's not the same thing. If some strange things happen to you, it will happen. It's not that it's not going to happen. I can guarantee you it will happen. But the Bible says, but rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. The very moment you start suffering, you're suffering as Christ suffered. You are a partaker. You are a partaker. No, you're coming and suffering in the name of Jesus Christ. Believers are suffering in the name of you are the partaker because as a part of Christ's suffering. The Bible says here that we ought to rejoice. That's what it says in Thessalonians. That's what Sister Freya brought out in the Friday night broadcast. Brother and Sister Green broadcast says, rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Amen. Rejoice evermore in Christ's suffering. Rejoice evermore. When his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. You know how you get the joy of the Lord to be your strength? You glory in your infirmity. You glory in your trials. You glory in his grace. You glory in your infirmity. Oh, it's great to have the revelation. It's great to have the vision. It's great to have the miracles. It's great to have all these things on there. But honey, when it comes down, amen, to the time, and the point in time, he says, the Bible says, we are appointed in the affliction. In other words, every one of us is going to go through affliction. Every one of us is going to go through the trial. And that's the very time, amen, when one of us sick and want it to go away, that's the very time that we get on our knees and begin to seek for the Lord for these things to go away. But it's the very time that the power of Christ, the glory of God, the grace of God, just enough grace is sufficient tonight to deliver you. And the Bible says, hallelujah, in verse 14, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. You want to be happy tonight? Be reproached for Jesus. Be reproached for Jesus. Amen. For the Spirit of glory and God rests upon you. Amen. That's what he said, the glory of God. Listen, church tonight, you're going through. Many on each side of my voice, you're going through some things. You're going through afflictions. You're going through infirmities. You're going through reproach in Jesus' name. You're going through this. But you know what? It's just look. Just look because the glory of God is all around you. Let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. When you go through this trial, when you go through this reproach, when you go through this infirmity, when you're appointed by this affliction and you go through it, the glory of God, the power of Christ is resting upon you and your strength is made perfect. You're walking in the complete strength and perfect strength of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's time for the church to shout, glory, hallelujah, because the grace of God is resting upon you tonight, church. You need to know, hallelujah, that they see, amen, the sign of the apostleship and the true Christian warrior, amen. All these things are good, but it comes out of your afflictions. It comes out of your reproaches. It comes out of your distress. It comes out of, that's the time, that just a little bit of grace is just enough for you. And if God rests upon you on their part, that is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. God is glorified when you go through the fire. God was glorified when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went through the fire, had the fourth man in the fire. Did we not throw three men down in there? He said, Nebuchadnezzar, I see four men loose. Oh, church, now I see four men loose in the fire. I see people loose, and you know what? They were loose by the grace of God. His grace was just enough. And then they might have sought. They said, even if God doesn't deliver us, we'll not bow down. Church, it's not time. Amen. This was the curse of the world. The curse of the world bowed down to the golden idol in the plain of dirt of the church tonight. Those that are you, the perfect glory of God and strength of God. You don't have to bow down to the curse of the world. You don't have to walk as children disobedience. You don't have to walk as children wrath. But tonight you can walk as a child of God because the grace of God is just enough grace, just enough color, just enough power, just enough of Jesus tonight to get you through. And the Bible says, hallelujah. He said, yet if any man suffer, as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. You want to glorify God? Suffer as being Christ-like. Say, but no, I missed verse 15. Let me go back there. I don't want to miss it. This, all this is the word of life. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Oh, don't be a busybody tonight, church. Don't be a thief tonight. Don't be a murderer. But if you want to suffer something, stand on to heaven. You're suffering for Christ. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if that first begin at us, what shall it be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Church, tonight, if you don't obey the gospel of God, you know what we want to do? Some of you want to turn back. in the day of battle like the children of Ephraim. They turn back in the day of battle. When times get hard, you want to turn back. You want to go. You want to go and hide. That's not the time to hide. That's the time to glorify God. That's the time for the grace of God. There's just enough grace in your life. You want to see the power of God, the glory of God tonight. I know many of you are suffering tonight. I know many of you are even hashing your lives. You listen to this broadcast, and I praise the Lord for what you're doing tonight. But you know what? Oh, just get ready for a dose of grace tonight. Get ready for just enough grace tonight as you hear this broadcast. Amen. It's coming forth. I thank the Lord for all the ministers, amen, that are coming and all the ones that are contributing so that you can hear this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just thank the Lord for that. He said, therefore, verse 10, going back to 2 Corinthians, I'm going to give you two, three more scriptures. I'm going to turn back to the Lord. He said, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in reproaches, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. Now, that's for Christ's sake. If you're suffering because of things you've done yourself, that's not suffering for Christ. For when I am weak, then am I strong. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4, hallelujah, Galatians chapter 4, I believe it's starting with verse 13, says this. You know how through the infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at first. This is the Apostle Paul. He said, I preached to you through the infirmity of my flesh. He said, and my temptation, which was in my flesh, he despised not. He didn't reject the thorn in his flesh that Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. But you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. In other words, when they come, he come. They seen the thorn of flesh. They seen the thorn that in his body. They seen a man that would have come against him. And when they come against him, they didn't reject him. They received him as an angel of God, a messenger of God, even as Christ Jesus. Wherein is this blessedness you spake of? In other words, when they saw him and he began to preach and he went through the distresses and he went through the room, the grace of God is upon him. They thought he was. They received him. They would have took their eyes out in the beginning. But look at that blessedness at now. Look at that blessedness at now when they started out, they would have done anything for him. As he began to preach, then he said, well, I dare you reckon that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes. You don't give them to me. That was it. When he first started in that infirmity, and the grace of God and the glory of God was upon him, they would have done anything for him. But you know what happened? He began to tell them the truth. He said, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They does affect you, but not well. Yeah, they would exclude you that you might affect them. But it's good to be jealous of affected always in a good way, saying, and not only when I am present with you. In other words, they began to be affected when he was bodily presence was there. But the effect of his word, that's the most important thing, the effect of God's word in your life. Amen. We can be good when the men and women of God are around, can't we? We were jealous of the effect when he was present, yeah. That they were all good, but all of a sudden we went away. What did the word of God? Did it say the word of God they spoke? That he became their enemy because he began to tell them the truth. They didn't want to live in the truth. They didn't want to live in the truth. They didn't want to have this man. I'm talking about Jesus Christ rule over them. But tonight, amen, Jesus Christ is the grace of God. Jesus Christ is the grace of God. Verse 11, going back to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, said, I become a fool in glory. You have compelled me, for I have ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. In other words, he said, I'm nothing, but I'm not behind the chiefest apostles. I'm standing in line of the apostles, but I'm nothing. Truly the sign of an apostle will walk among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty. In other words, the true sign of the apostle, he wrought all these things. He had signs and wonders and mighty deeds and all this kind of stuff in his life. But he said, verse 13, for what is it wherein you were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you. Forgive me this wrong. In other words, I wasn't burdensome to you. He didn't take anything from them. But you know what? The Bible says they that preach this gospel must live this gospel. He didn't take anything. He said, forgive me for this wrong because you were supposed to sustain me. But all of a sudden now, because you were weak, I had to be sustained from other churches. I had to be sustained for other churches. I had to rob other churches of my wages because you didn't sustain me. You didn't keep me. Mm-hmm. He said, forgive me for this wrong. He said, behold, the third time I am ready to come unto you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. In other words, tonight, church, you need to know, tonight, we're not seeking anything but you tonight, church. Those of you that are listening tonight, that's the only thing we're seeking tonight. That's the only thing we care about. We're not seeking for money. We're not seeking for anything else like it. We're just looking for you tonight. We're looking for you, amen, to find the grace. We're looking to you tonight to find that just enough grace tonight to live for him. Hallelujah. He said that for the children, not to lay it for the parents, for the parents, for the children. One more verse, and I'm going to give back to the Lord. And I will verily, gladly spend and be spent for you. The Apostle Paul had no children, so you know what he is? As he was laying up the gospel, as he was laying up these things, he was laying it up for you. Church, we're laying up, amen, treasures in heaven. We're laying up the Word of God. We're laying up and giving you the Word of God. We don't have nothing to give you. We have no inheritance to give you except the inheritance of the Lord Jesus Christ. But tonight, every one of the speakers that are on this program are willing to be spent and be glad to be spent for you. The more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. You know, the saddest thing is tonight, the more people love in the love of the Lord, the less they be loved back. This is a spiritual principle. So keep on keeping on and keeping you in the truth. Just tonight, just pray and remember, there's just enough grace to get you through. Go ahead, Brother Lloyd.
Amen. Appreciate that, Brother John. Appreciate the wonderful word. I'm going to get these girls around here and let them come and know about the Lord, and then we'll we got some prayer requests emailed in to us, so we'll check them out. Then we'll get somebody else to do something. We got Brother and Sister Green here with us in our home tonight, so we're just enjoying having them here, and we got some more on the line here that's waiting to obey God. Then we've had two call in that hung up. I don't know why, but I don't even know where one's the number's at. 918-708-1936. I don't even know the area code. Don't even know where that one's from. But anyway, we thank God for them. Maybe they'll call back in directly. So, and we got a 423-337-1634 called in, and they hung up too. So maybe they'll call back directly. So we'll go ahead and let these girls obey the Lord. We got Stephanie here. She's 8 years old. She's always excited. She keeps telling me, she says, I can't wait until Tuesday. We say, why can't you wait until Tuesday? She says, the radio broadcast. So I want to get on there. So she's really, truly one that really loves to worship the Lord. So we're going to just let her go ahead and sing.
I tell you today of the goodness of the Lord. There's nothing good of me that I should gain a reward. Just by the kindness and the favor he has shown. Not by my works or anything I earned. It's nothing but grace that poured into my sins. Because of his mercy, I've been born again. Redeemed by his blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? Nothing but grace. I am what I am. Love and grace to give to me. He's good. Continue to increase. Call out my thanks. His wonderful life. I bless beyond measure. I owe him my life. It's nothing but grace. The pardon's my sin. Because of his mercy, I'm in born again. Redeemed by his blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace. It's nothing but grace. That pardon's my sin. Because of his mercy, I've been born again. Redeemed by his blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace. Redeemed by his blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace.
Amen. I hope you could hear that there. She's singing kind of low. Praise the Lord. Okay, here's Betty. She's going to read us a Bible scripture.
Revelation 21:21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate that. So we got another phone call coming back in. So 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. Praise the Lord.
Hey, I noticed somebody else on that.
Oh, no.
This brother's big water.
Well, praise the Lord. Glad you called in there, brother.
Been listening to John there, and then I got off, talking to my boy, and then I got back on. We still love the Lord, still hanging in there, and appreciate you this talk show, Spread the Gospel. More than one way to spread the gospel. This is one way to do it. And thank the Lord for you, for the ones that call in. And pray for me and my family, because, you know, we're living in purest times. We're living in bad times. And the old devil's going to get on us if he can. But we can get him off. I preached Sunday morning, Sunday night, and I preached that the Lord didn't promise us smooth sailing, but he promised us a safe landing. So we just trust him and hold on to him. We'll make it. And
amen.
No other way we make it.
Amen. No other way. Praise the Lord. Well, we're glad you called in there, Brother Bobby. Just hang in there with us. We're on here for 2 hours, so...
I may get off here in a little bit. I got a boy that's missed me this little bit. But anyway, I thought I'd holler at you. Tell you, they're still in here. Still
amen.
Here. Appreciate you and everything. Still
we appreciate you, Bobby. God bless you.
God bless
okay,
you.
Okay, Sister Green, come on in and read the prayer request and everything here.
Praise God. They continue to come in as we do the broadcast. Right now, pray for Sister Jackie Bergen. She says, please pray for my grandson, Matthew, who has been suffering from complications of Crohn's disease. And she said, thank you very much and God bless. Sister Donna Trusty says, pray for me, please. I've been trying to tell someone that I am sorry for something that I was supposed to have said, and they seem not really... like they want to listen. It is someone that is in her family and she loves them very much. Sister Elizabeth Arvin, she says she needs prayer, can't seem to quit coughing. It is choking me, she says. I haven't been able to sleep very good. Sister Becky Fritz, remember my unsaved children. Evangelist Christopher Crane, he says, pray God would use us. Brother Bobby, Pastor Bobby, and Sister Clara Hicks, pray for them. And Sister Kay Hurd, leukemia, pray for Wyatt. Was bit by a dog and is going to need surgery. And some Braden has leukemia. Sister Lily Torres, she has an unspoken request. Remember that, and we have some more coming in, and we'll get those to you here more during the broadcast.
Amen. Appreciate that. We'll have a prayer for them before we go off the air. We appreciate all these prayer requests coming in. That's what it's all about, is bringing them in and praying for them and seeing God move and just looking forward for the souls that's going to be touched and going to be saved. And if you want to call in on 310-742-1759. So just call in there, and we'll put you right on here with us. So, Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
I want to read a little bit out of the 6th chapter of the book of Romans, starting in verse 8. And I want to entitle this, Dead But Alive. Now if you be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that
amen.
Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. And I'm glad tonight that God gave us that life in Christ Jesus when we believed on him, that he suffered, that he was crucified, that he died, was buried, and on the third and appointed morning that he was raised from the dead. He brought in salvation to the world, and he's alive, and he lives forevermore. And he said that he was he that was alive and was dead and is alive forevermore. And I thank God tonight that Brother, we've never seen God as far as seeing him with our natural eyes. And we've never seen Jesus as far as seeing him with our natural eyes.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you tonight that, bless God, by faith we look and we know that Jesus is alive. And we know that God is alive. And I'm glad tonight that when Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and it suffices us. And he said, have I been with you so long and you've not known me? And oh, I'll tell you tonight, I'm glad he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. But I'll tell you tonight that he said, the works that I do, they testify of the Father. And I'm so glad tonight that, brother, that God has given us, he has made us dead to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That, brother, when we were born again, we died out to sin. And the Bible said down here, brother, in the 14th verse, that for sin shall have shall not have dominion over you. Brother, I'm glad tonight that God give us the ability and he give us the authority. And brother, he caused us to die out to sin. And brother, he took the sin nature out. And brother, I know we've got the flesh to contend with, and the flesh jumps up and tries to lead us in the way that back into the sinful things of the world, the works of the flesh. But I'm glad tonight that we're dead to them and we don't have to go that direction, but we can go on and we can live for Jesus and we can live a life that's alive tonight. Oh, I'm so glad tonight, brother, that God has given us the authority to be alive. He's given us the authority to be able, brother, to reckon ourselves. He said in verse 11, likewise reckon ye also yourself to be dead and to sin, but alive to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Brother, he said to reckon ourselves to be dead. Brother, I want you to know that salvation come because we believed, not because of some work that we did, but because we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for us and raised again on the third and appointed morning. Brother, he died for us. Brother, and because of that, he said we could, for us to reckon ourselves dead to sin. He all listened to me. He said, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, but that you should obey it in the lust thereof. That was verse 12. Listen to me today. These doctrines going around that it's all right to sin a little bit here and sin a little bit there, but the Bible said to let not sin reign in your mortal body. Brother, we need to have our bodies under subjection. Brother, in walking after the Spirit, the Bible says that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Brother, I'll tell you today, brother, that God has given us this Spirit tonight. Brother, when we were born again, Christ come into our heart. The Bible said, brother, that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, then he's none of his. Brother, and we know tonight that Christ didn't sin. Brother, I'll tell you tonight that because Jesus moved into us, all we have to do is get ourselves out of the way, brother, and begin to let Christ live his life and manifest his life in us. Brother, you might say, I don't know how to live right. I don't know how to be a Christian. Brother, all you've got to do is yield yourself to the Spirit of God that's in you. Brother, and when you do that, the Spirit of God will lead you, and Christ that is in you, brother, will help you. He'll live his life through you, brother, and he'll cause you to live a Christian life. He said, let not sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Brother, I'll tell you what, it's up to us if we let sin in our body. It's up to us if we commit sin. The Bible says if any man commits sin, then he's of the devil. Brother, listen to me. Brother, we don't, that's another thing. We don't have to live in sin, brother, but we can live a righteous life, a holy life, if you would, because God has given us the Spirit of holiness tonight. The Spirit of God will lead us and guide us into the paths of all truths and righteousness, brother, and it will agree with the Word of God. Oh, listen. listening to me. He said that you should obey it in the lust. Brother, nobody has to twist your arm to make you pick a bottle of booze up and drink it. Nobody has to twist your arm, brother, and cause you to do all kinds of drugs and to do all kinds of things. But if you do these things, it's of your own self that you do it because of the decision that you make. But I'm telling you tonight that you don't have to make the decision to do it. All you have to do, brother, when these thoughts come, begin to call on the name of the Lord. Brother, and God will help you. Brother, when these thoughts come in, brother, you just begin to stand up. When Jesus was out there in the wilderness, the Bible says after 40 days, after he'd fasted for 40 days, the tempter came to him, and he was there, and he looked at Jesus. He said, if thou be the Son of God, brother, he knew that Jesus was the Son of God. He said, if you be the Son of God, command this stone be made bread. But Jesus come back to him with the word of God and told him, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He take him up and chose him on the pinnacle of the temple. He said, cast yourself down, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, and they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Brethren, he said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Brethren, then the devil takes him, shows him all the kingdoms of the world, and says, with this, all this will I give you, if you'll fall down and worship me. And Jesus told him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, brother, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Oh, listen Amen. To me tonight. Jesus, bless God. He didn't listen to that. But, brother, he come back at the devil, brother, with the word of God. He made the decision, brother, not to do that. Oh, listen to me tonight. Brother, you can make the decision that you're going to live for Jesus. Brother, from now on, every day of your life, and brother, you can yield yourself to God. You can yield your Amen. Members of unto works of righteousness, and you can walk in that way of righteousness. In verse 13, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. He said neither. He told you not to yield your members, or he told us not to yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Brother, we decide, brother, what we want to do. We decide how we're going to live our life. Brother, we decide, brother, that we're going to live in sin. Brother, we'll live in sin. But if we decide that we're going to live for God through Jesus Christ the Lord, then we're going to live unto God through Jesus Christ the Lord. Brother, he said sin. Down in verse 14, he said, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Brother, dominion means control. In other words, he said sin shall have no control over you. Brother, I want you to know tonight that sin can't control you. Oh, listen, you might say, yeah, but I just can't help but going out here and sinning a little bit all every day. Brother, I want to tell you tonight, you need to stop that. Brother, you need to start believing. I don't know who told you that, but brother, I'm telling you tonight that you can't live like that and be pleasing to God. You can't do that, brother, and walk in the way of righteousness, but you got to walk right. You got to walk in the righteousness of God. He said in verse 14, for sin shall have no more, shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. Oh, listen to me. God, give us his grace tonight that we might walk, that we might have the Lord in our heart. And that grace is what helps us. What John was preaching on, just a little grace. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, just enough grace he was preaching on there. Bless God, that grace that God has given us. Bless God, it's enough grace to help us to make it to heaven. Oh, listen, he said, then have having then gifts different according to the grace that is given unto us. For the prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Romans 1:26. Listen to this. What then shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Romans 6:15. Brother, listen to me. Brother, there's a doctrine, like I said when I first started around here, that brother, it's all right if you sin a little bit, but brother, I want you to know, if you begin to sin a little bit, Jesus said it like this. He said, a little leaven up the whole earth. And brother, if you get a little leaven in your heart and you don't repent, or in your life, brother, what you go into your heart, brother, and then you go out and you sin a little more, brother, and you go out and you sin a little bit more, and you don't repent of that sin, brother, and get that sin out of your life, before you know it, you'll be under dominion of sin. But he said, sin shall not have dominion over you. Brother, I know the man one time, or I know this person, bless God, they lived a good Christian life. Brother, God had delivered them and caused them to start living a Christian life because they got saved, they got born again. But listen, they began to social drink a little bit. Brother, they'd go out with their family and they'd drink a little bit. Drank a beer or two, brother, and then they'd go a little longer and then drink them some more, brother, till after a while, brother, that person right now is an alcoholic. They just about drank themselves to death. Brother, they no longer live for the Lord. Brother, they no longer go out and try to live right. Listen to me, folks. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. But listen to me tonight. But if you catch yourself, brother, saying something that you shouldn't say, brother, or doing something you shouldn't do, and if you feel that quickening of the Spirit of God down in your spirit, brother, you need to stop doing what you're doing, and you need to confess that thing to God. Brother, you need to ask God to forgive you and cleanse you. 1 John 1:9-10 said, my little children, I write unto you that you sin not. But he said, if you do sin, he said, you have an advocate with the Father, that if we'll confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not only will he forgive you, but he'll cleanse you of it. He'll take that little leaven out, brother, and he'll put righteousness back in its place. He'll cleanse you from that. Listen, he says, what then shall we sin? Because we're not under the law, but under grace. He said, God forbid. Listen to me. In verse 16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey? See, he said you become a servant when you begin to obey. His servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Brother, let me tell you tonight, brother, you can begin to sin and you'll die. Oh, you'll die, brother, and you can die a spiritual death tonight by yielding your sin to the by obeying sin unto death, or listen, or of obedience unto righteousness. Listen, we have to be justified. We have to be made righteous to become a child of God, and to make heaven our home. Bless God tonight. And if we obey, brother, the Spirit of God, if we read in the Word of God, and we catch yourself living in a way that is contrary to the Word of God, brother, we change that, and we become obedient to the Word of God, and the Spirit of God begins to deal with us about different things in our life, and we begin to get that out of our life. We begin to sanctify ourselves. Bless God, God, he will receive us because we have been obedient unto righteousness. He said, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin. He said you were before you was born again. You had that sinful nature. I had that sinful nature. And bless God tonight, I know what it is tonight to live in sin. I'm not proud of it, but I did it one time because I walked in disobedience. But bless God, Jesus come down, brother, and he forgave me of that. He cleansed me of that. He made my conscience clean. And bless God, he set me on the road of righteousness. And I began to live for God. I began to go on and live in obedience and righteousness. Even I no longer was a servant of sin. But ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Oh, listen to me. When you begin to obey the doctrine of the Word of God, when you begin to obey the doctrine of God, brother, I want you to know today that God will help you, and he'll make sure that you walk on the path of righteousness. He said, being made free from sin. Look at that, being made free from sin. Brother, you're not a servant of sin any longer. Brother, you might say, I catch myself doing things. Brother, the best way to deal with that is when you catch yourself doing things you ought not, is to confess it before God. Ask God to forgive you and cleanse you from that. Brother, and when you do that, he said you became the servants of righteousness. Brother, you'll be a servant of righteousness. The Bible said he that sinneth is of his father, the devil. Brother, I want you to know something tonight, that anybody, and I don't care who they are, brother, to anybody that lives in sin, brother, and claims to be a Christian, brother, they need to go, and they need to pray, and they need to repent, and they need to get the sin out of their life. They need to get their life in aligned with the Word of God. They need to get the life aligned with the Spirit of God, and to get on the road of righteousness. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah that it would be a highway so plain, a wayfaring man though a fool, he would not err therein. You know what I like about this? Brother, when you get your heart right with God and you want to live for God, the Spirit of God, he will lead you. He will guide you. He'll direct you. He'll minister to you. He'll let you know how you need to go. You might say, but I can't read. Let me tell you what, there's a lot of people tonight that are Christian that can't read their name. Brother, if it's wrote in boxcar letters, they couldn't read their name. But I want you to know tonight that the Spirit of God, he will lead you, guide you and direct you and help you. And brother, the Bible says to delight yourself in the Lord, and he said he'll give you the desires of your heart in Psalm 37:4. Brother, and if you want to read the Word of God, God will help you to learn to read the Word of God to where you can read it for yourself. Listen to me. Brother, he said, but you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I'm so glad tonight that God, brother, has made us, helped us to become the servants of righteousness. This grace that we're preaching about tonight, it's not by works that we have done. It's because of the grace of God. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always have an all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:9. Listen to this one right here. Even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Ephesians 2:5. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. Listen, it's not, you can't work your way to heaven. You can't do enough good works to get to heaven. But brother, you can believe on the one that died for you and raised again on the third and appointed morning, and you can call on his name, and you can believe on him and call on him, and he'll save you, brother, because it's by you're saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Oh, I like that word holiness. It's a way of holiness tonight. Maybe so much in the clothes that you wear, but it's because of the cleanness of your heart. It's because the Bible said, brother, from out of the heart perceive evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, adulteries and such like. But I'll tell you what, tonight, when you get your heart made clean and you begin to walk in the way of righteousness tonight, you'll be having a holiness thoughts tonight. But when you were the servant of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you're now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Listen to me, there's a time coming, bless God, when you're going to lay down your life. Brother, you're going to give up your life. Brother, and you're going to go into eternity. I'm going to give up my life, and I'm going to go into eternity. And brother, I want you to know tonight that, brother, there's a hell to shun tonight, and there's a heaven to gain. Jesus said, in my Father's house so many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, he said, there you may be also. Brother, he's preparing that place now. Brother, and he's coming to get us one of these days. Brother, but when he calls us out, whenever our heart quits beating and our soul departs from our body, bless God, we're going to go to be with the Lord. Brother, tonight, if our heart is right with God, if we're walking that way of righteousness, listen to me, I want to encourage you. Got one more verse here, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Brother, I want to encourage you tonight that if God is speaking to your heart, brother, that you stop doing whatever you're doing and you bow your head, brother, and you begin to ask God to forgive you of your sin. Begin to call on his name. Ask him to save you. He said the wages of sin is death. When you live an unrighteous life, that's the sin in your life that makes you live an unrighteous life. But he said the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But you don't have to live in sin. You can live a righteous life tonight. You can have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. You can be made clean. Brother, have your sins washed white as snow. Listen to me tonight. He's waiting on you. And brother, all you have to do is call on his name. You might say, I would, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'll have problems. Let me tell you something. Brother, nobody in this life, brother, but what they don't have problems. John brought that in a while ago when he talked about the fiery trials. We'll have trials. Brother, we'll have them, but God will give us the grace to go through with them. He'll move Amen. In them. He'll bless you in them. He'll help you to stand and to go on and live for Jesus tonight. May God bless you tonight is my prayer. Thank you, Brother Lord, for this opportunity to be on this broadcast with you.
Amen, Brother Eddie. We sure do appreciate you. I'm glad you're in here. I'm going to let Brother Timothy Dockery come and sing. Then I'm going to get Brother Green to come and obey the Lord. Then we've got Sister Green here. We'll get her to obey the Lord. And I think she may have some more prayer requests that come in. So we'll let her read them, then we'll pray over them. So it's just real good to be a part of this tonight. So if you want to be a part of it with us, why, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on here with us. So as Brother Timothy Dockery sings, why, just worship the Lord with him. Praise the Lord.
If you had known me then, the way I was before, then you'd understand why I can't hold back the tears. Now my life is so different since I gave it to the Lord, and I want to give Him glory while I'm here. I stand before you knowing that it's only by His grace that I am just what I am today. I'm a trophy of grace. I'm part of the result from the old rugged cross that was stained with His precious blood. Though I'll never understand why He died in my place, just look at me today, because I can say I'm a trophy of grace. Though there is no way I can repay His love, and the mercy He's shown is more than life to me. There's nothing I can do or say that would be enough to pay the debt of sin He paid for me. My life's a testimony of His mercy, love, and grace. And one day I will thank Him face to face. I'm a trophy of grace. The old rugged cross that was stained with His precious blood. Though I'll never understand what He died in a place, just look at me today, because I can say I'm a trophy of grace. Just look at me today, because I can say I'm a trophy of grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song from Brother Timothy Dockery. So does a great job of singing. So he's a regular singer here, which we have different singers that we use from time to time. So but this time I'm going to let Brother Green come around and obey the Lord. So just worship the Lord with him.
All right. It's good to be with you, Brother Yearwood. It's good to be on the broadcast tonight. And I thank God that I'm a trophy of grace myself, that the Lord
Amen.
Saved me, that He brought me out of darkness. I was thinking of the Apostle Paul. I was thinking, you know, he was a trophy of grace. It was the grace of God that brought
Amen.
Salvation to the Apostle Paul, because he was... you know, if anybody shouldn't have, you would have thought, would not have found grace, it would have been somebody that was killing Christians, that was persecuting the church. But, you know, the grace of God reaches way out.
Yes.
And I tell you, no matter how far out there you are tonight, I tell you, the grace of God can reach you wherever you're at tonight.
Yes.
You may be in a foreign country somewhere. You may have grown up in some kind of a religion that, you know, it had hatred in it and was abusive in different ways. Praise God. But I'll tell you, you can get out of whatever situation tonight that you're in because of grace.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, I was thinking about Noah You know, the Bible said that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I want to read this to you. It's in Genesis 6:8. It says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." I'll tell you, Noah found grace. You know, Noah found grace in a time when it seemed like that things were going downhill. Things were going opposite direction. You know, Noah's daddy, I think his name was Lamech, and the Bible said he lived 777 years. And I believe he lived that long because he was a great man. And when Noah Amen. Was born, Lamech prophesied there. I believe it's in Genesis, I believe chapter 5. I'm not sure about that, but you can look it up. And he prophesied that Noah would be a blessing, praise God, Amen. And that he would comfort them concerning the toil of the ground and the curse that was upon the ground. And I tell you, Noah heard the voice of God. Noah walked with God. See, Noah found grace when it didn't seem like there was any grace there. Noah found grace in a time when God said, "It's repented me that I've made man."
Amen.
Noah found grace and when other people missed it, when they was missing out on the grace of God. And the Bible said that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. So I'm believing tonight that Noah preached. And how many years did he preach? I'm not exactly sure, but the Bible said there in Genesis chapter 6, let me turn back over there to Genesis. I've got the King James Bible preaching out of it, praise God. In Genesis chapter 6, in verse 13, "And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." Praise God. So God was, it repented him. The Bible said that he had made man. And, you know, we read over there in the book of Genesis over there about Adam, how that God made Adam out of the dust of the earth. And he formed Adam and breathed into Adam the breath of life. And the Bible said he created man in his own image.
Yes.
And gave him dominion over the earth, and he put him in that beautiful garden, and he made some beautiful people and put in that garden. Praise God. He took the rib of Adam, and he made the woman and brought her unto Adam and placed him in that garden. And he told him to multiply, praise God, and to replenish the earth and subdue it, have dominion over it. And along come the old devil, you know, tempted Eve in the garden. Well, we found out there by reading about Adam and Eve, we found out that they was in grace, praise God. They had everything they needed there in that garden. And what more grace could a man have? And the Bible said they would live forever unless they would take of that fruit, that tree in the midst of that garden. God had made man to live forever and never die. But you know, they took of that fruit, partook of it, and they found themselves outside of that garden because they had failed of the grace of God, you know. And the Bible said that we can come short of the grace of God, that all had sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God had made us to be a creature of glory, a creature that would be a trophy of grace, praise God, to be something that God could be proud of. But God wasn't proud of that generation, of Noah's generation. But the Bible said that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, God was looking down upon man, and he was watching what they was doing. And the Bible said the wickedness of man was great, and his mind was evil continually. And there was violence, the Bible said, in the land. The earth was filled with violence. And, you know, we're almost back there today, praise God. If we look around and we see what's going on, We see wars and rumors of wars and things that's happening. And,
amen.
You know, we see children being aborted, and we see them calling good evil and evil good, and they've turned things around, and they're passing laws and things that are contrary to God's word. And,
amen.
We're living in the last days, and we're living in perilous times, and
amen.
One of these days, the grace of God's going to run out on this world. You know, I believe we're living on borrowed time, actually, I believe, because I believe God's big hand clock is ticking, and I believe it's almost to the midnight hour.
Amen.
And I tell you, praise God, darkness has come upon the land, seems like, and people have turned their back on God. And I'll tell you something tonight. Those people in Noah's day could have found grace. They could have hearkened unto the voice of Noah when he preached. And the Bible said, I believe he preached 120 years. But, you know, you might not agree with me, but that's all right. But he preached for a long time.
Yes, he did.
Praise God. It just depends on when God spoke to him. But he said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for his days shall
Amen.
Be 120 years. Praise
Amen.
God. And Noah had three sons there, the Bible said, when he was 500 years old. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, the Bible said that the flood came. And
Amen.
It took them all away, praise God, except for Noah.
Yes.
And his family, because he said, I found them righteous before me, praise
Amen.
God, in this generation. You know, Jesus said that it would be as it was in the days of Noah, you know, that they would marry and be given in marriage. And they was doing that in Noah's day.
Yes.
They was taking them wives of all that they chose. They was just going after beauty and things like that, and they're doing that today, you know. They're not looking at the character of somebody a lot of times. They're just going after who's the most beautiful, you know. I'm going to marry that one. Look how beautiful she is. But I want to tell you something tonight. I tell you, you better look at what kind of character that person's got. You better not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, because
Amen.
If you do, you'll find yourself in a bad situation. You'll find yourself like Solomon married those strange wives and found out that they led him away from God. And I'll tell you tonight, God wants us to live right. He wants us to, if you're a young person out there, he wants you to find a good Christian person to be joined with in marriage, in holy matrimony. He don't want you shacking and that kind
Amen.
Of a thing, praise mm-hmm. God. And I'll tell you, you can't shack up and call yourself married. You've got to be joined together as husband
Amen.
And wife, praise God. But I'll get off of that. But praise God, that's what they was doing in Noah's day. They was just taking this wife and that wife and going after things that they shouldn't go after, praise God. But the Bible tells us tonight that we need to come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith
Amen.
The Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And he said, I'll receive you unto myself, and you'll be my sons and my daughters, praise God. I'll tell you, there's a separation. He said, love not the world, the things that are in the world. I'll tell you, if we want to get the grace of God in our life, we're going to have to go God's way. We can't go some other way and get the grace of God. It can't
Amen.
Come some other way. I'll tell you, if we want to be blessed, we've got to stay in the blessing pack, you might say. We've got to stay in the covenant of God, you know. And I believe it's Deuteronomy 28. He said you'd be blessed in the field, blessed in the city, and you'd be blessed everywhere you go, and your children would be blessed, and your animals
Amen.
Would be blessed, and everything would be blessed if you'd go God's way. But he said if you go the other way, the curse is going to come upon you, and
yes.
you'll be cursed in the city and cursed in the field, and you'll be cursed in the country and wherever you go, and the sicknesses will cleave upon you. And he said, so much so that you can't even get deliverance. But I'm telling you tonight, we can get deliverance through grace. And I'll tell you, I got Amen. Grace one day when I heard the gospel preached. Praise God. Because the Bible said, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? Praise
Amen.
God. How shall they believe in him and who they've not heard? I tell you, we need to get the gospel out because it'll bring the grace of God upon the lives of individuals if they'll hearken unto the word of God, if they'll cling to the old rugged cross, and they'll submit themselves to God. I tell you, they can have grace in the eyes of the Lord, just like Noah had, and they can escape the wrath which is to come. Praise God. Well, I won't say too much. There's a lot could be said on grace, and there's been a couple preachers ahead of me that did some fine preaching, and they preached on the same thing I'm preaching on. And Brother Yearwood would be preaching, I don't know who else. But I'll tell you, it's about grace tonight.
Amen.
Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law was given by Moses. But I'm telling you tonight, you can hang on to your old ways and, you know, or your dead religion. There's dead religions out there that promise people salvation, but there's no salvation in them. There's only one way
yes.
of salvation, and that's through Jesus Christ. I'll turn it back to Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Appreciate that, Brother Green. Sister Green, are you ready to come and obey the Lord and read the prayer request? And before you get off there, we'll have prayer for all of them. Praise the Lord. Just worship the Lord with Sister Green as she comes and obey the Lord. Praise God. If you'd like to be a part of this, well, call in on 310-742-1759 and be a part of it, and we'll put you right on the line with us. So just worship the Lord with Sister Green.
Praise God. Good to be with you again tonight. I was thinking about 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. And
Amen.
Luke 2:40, it says, and the child, talking about Jesus, grew and waxed strong in spirit and filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Zechariah 12:10 says, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. John 3:30 says, I must increase, but I must decrease. Praise God. I was thinking about the spirit of grace. You know, it says right there that, praise God, that he will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace. And
Amen.
I was thinking about how he has given us grace, and how the one in the Bible that was needing forgiven, and he went before the one who he owed money to, and he had forgiven him and of all the debt, and then someone owed the one that was forgiven. And I know we're talking about grace tonight, but you know, the one that he was forgiven, someone owed him, and they went to him, and he didn't forgive him. And you know, he ended up getting thrown in jail for it, bound up, I believe, and it said he was thrown where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And you know, we must show grace. The Bible talks about if you want friends, you have to show your friendly. Praise God. If we want grace, praise God, we need to give grace. There
Amen.
Was a prayer request turned in tonight. Some lady's trying to ask somebody to forgive her, and it doesn't sound like she's getting forgiven. You know, we must forgive if we want forgiveness from our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Again, I know it's talking about grace. Praise God. But if we want grace, we must show grace. The Spirit of grace can be upon us tonight. Hallelujah. He can pour it upon us.
Amen.
The Spirit of grace was upon Jesus. Hallelujah. I must grow in grace. The Bible talks about the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, hallelujah. And in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is joy, love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there are no law. Praise the Lord. If I'm going to go out and plant me a garden and I want me some corn, I can't go out and say I'm going to make me a row of green beans and I'm going to harvest some corn. I must sow corn in order to reap corn.
Amen.
You must sow grace to reap grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I praise God. Ephesians 5:9. That's for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Praise God. God
Amen.
Is good. Right now He's pouring out His grace mixed with mercy.
Yes.
And one of these days that door is going to shut. That door of grace, the door of mercy is going to close. And right now while it's being poured out from heaven, we must be like a willing vessel, a vessel of honor, that we should show grace to others around us. We should love our neighbor as ourselves. Praise God. We should love God with all of our mind, body, and strength. Hallelujah. And show grace.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that we have to go and have supper with them every night. It doesn't mean that we have to go and hang around them. But we must find forgiveness. We must find grace. For as Jesus, He said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, praise God. So anybody can come to Jesus.
Amen.
Paul said He was the chief of the sinners, and He even persecuted the church. But God gave him grace. God
Amen.
Will give you grace if you've not blasphemed the Holy Ghost. We talked about that a lot in the last few services. As long as you've not blasphemed the Holy Ghost. And if you're listening to the broadcast tonight and God is drawing you to pray, then you've got a chance, I believe. Someone,
Amen.
The Bible talks about a seared over conscience. He'll turn people into reprobate. I believe they're not listening tonight. I believe that you would have clicked it off a long time ago when we first got started, when you saw it was a Christian broadcast. And you're still listening, praise God. And if you feel a tug at your heart, that God's grace is pulling on your heart, it's for you, my friend. It is for you. And God can let that little seed of grace grow in you, that you can love the whole world as Jesus loved the whole world, and that you can spread His word, that more can be added to the kingdom of God, such as your family and your friends. Ruth gleaned in the field, praise God, and her basket was full.
Amen.
Your basket can be full tonight. The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. You may think you're nothing, but in God, in Christ, you're something. I'm going to turn it over back to Brother Yearwood. We've got a couple more prayer requests. And Sister Linda Renner says, please remember the prayer request that I gave last week. God knows all about that. Sister Dolores Fitton says, please remember me. She's broke her shoulder. She has bronchitis. She can't sleep unless she's sitting up. Sister Virgie Neal still has a home that she needs to sell. How many know that God can take you out of financial debt? That's a burden that old devil would like to keep us locked down and burdened with when we got things we got to do for God, and she's a great woman of God. And praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. Go right ahead, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's just go to the Lord in prayer and take these prayer requests to the Lord, and just believe God for them. Also, too, Miracle Valley, Arizona, come to my mind. So Dr. Melvin Harder is president of it, and he's needing a miracle, needing a move of God out there. So just pray for that, too. Praise the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now, God. Lord, we bring every one of these requests, God, to you. Lord, we just speak the words of faith, God. You said, Lord, if we pray a prayer of faith, that you would answer. And Lord, we're praying the prayer of faith right now, God, that you're going to answer each and every one of us. Lord, that you're going to touch, you're going to heal them that's taken affliction. The lady that's got a broke shoulder, God, you're going to heal her and take the pain out of her shoulder. And Father, you're going to meet her other needs. Lord, that you will sanctify, and Lord, that you will fill with the Holy Ghost, God. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of our call-ins tonight and just to worship with us. We're going to read a few verses here by God's help and try to speak on them. We're speaking about grace tonight, and praise God. Noah, as Brother Green brought out there a while ago, found grace in the eyes of God. And I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that one day God found me and he gave me some grace. Praise God, I was going astray. I was going my own way. But he seen me down there in Dalton, Georgia. Praise God, he seen me down there just needing some grace. And he reached down what I was, an old mud hole drunk, what I was drunk and all peeled up that day. And praise God, he reached down and he said, Lloyd, I'm going to give you some grace. And praise God, he gave me some grace. I've dotted every I and crossed every T since then. But I praise God, since 1975, January 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning, when I found grace, he changed my life. And I've been trying my best to do the things he told me to do. Praise God. In St. John, the first chapter, in verse 17, it said, for the law was given by Moses, but grace was in, but grace, I can't even say, truth came by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that grace come through Jesus Christ. He had enough love about us that he was willing to give us grace, while we were yet still a sinner. He loved us enough that he was willing to go to that old rugged cross and to turn sin around for us. He gave us grace, my friend, and I thank God for the grace that he gave us. You can look into 1 Corinthians 1:4, and it says, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Again, he said that he gave us a grace. Paul said he thanked God. Praise God. And, I thank God a lot of times. I say, Lord, I just thank you for the old time. felt salvation, something that I can feel, something that I know. Praise God that I've still got it. I've not lost it because if I'd lost it, I wouldn't feel the grace. But praise God, He's still a deal. He's still around us. And that whenever you do something that's not just right, I praise God, the Holy Ghost will say, hey, you've messed up. And praise God, you can always go back to the grace of God. And He's always willing to touch you, and He's always willing to forgive you. I look in Ephesians 2 and 5. It says, even when we were dead in sins. Now, see, even while we were yet, I mean, one, there were still dead in sin, having quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. Hallelujah. See, hallelujah. By grace ye are saved. I'll tell you what, just think about it, my friend. How the grace of God that passes through the love, hallelujah, that passes through all understanding. Praise God, I'm so glad tonight to know that the grace of God still abound. It's still with us, and it never changes. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us because He loved us enough that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You may be out there saying, well, you're repeating and saying a lot of scriptures over and over, but I'm going to tell you something. When it is established, the Word of God said that when it has come forth in the mouth of two or three witnesses, that it is truth. And praise God, I don't feel bad when I quote another scripture that somebody else has quoted, because that let me know that we're in the same blood. We're in the same line. We're talking about grace tonight. We're talking about the only thing that's going to take you from death unto life. The only thing that's going to cause you to love your enemy. The only thing, my friend, that will cause you to look at somebody that is despiteful, used you, and cursed you and spoke all evil manner against you. I called you to look at them and tell them, hey, I still love you. It don't matter what you've done. I still love you because I've got the love of God in my life. Jesus said that He loved us yet while we were still sinners. Praise God, He loved the sinner man out there. And He's calling you to repent. I tell you what, He's the only one that said He's still married unto the backslider. You may be a backslidden preacher. You may be a backslidden a lay member. You may be just one that just got saved and just went for a little ways and sat down. I got cold on God, but I'm here to tell you that God said that His mercy endureth forever with you. He's, praise God, He's married unto you. He's that little small still voice that you still hear, that still showed you them services that you were in, and the services that you used to walk through, and how that you seen God done great and mighty things in them church services. He's still the same God, hallelujah. He ain't never changed none. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. I think now, praise God, Ephesians 2 and 8, it says, listen to this. Just listen to this, my friend. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Hallelujah. It's the gift of God. Hallelujah. That is, whenever you were still a sinner, He brought grace to you. He brought the love of God to you and said, call your name, whatever your name may be. He called your name, my friend, and he said, here, I'm going to give you some grace. It's up to you today to accept this grace. It's up to you today either accept it or turn it off. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to accept it, my friend. I'm going to stand with the grace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Let's look into, Titus 3:7. That being justified by his grace, we shall be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Hallelujah. You see? Praise God. I tell you what, ain't that something tonight to know that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done for us today. Oh, praise God. He loved us that much. I tell you what, the grace of God, hallelujah, is the only thing, my friend, that's going to work for you. Let's look into 1 Peter 5:5. It said, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders, yet all ye of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisted the proud and give grace to the humble. You see, hallelujah, he give grace to the humble. My friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight. God is telling somebody out there that he wants to give you some grace. And I praise God tonight for everyone that will accept the grace of God. I tell you, let's look into 1 Peter 5:8-10. Be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking who he may devour. You know, praise God, that lets me know right there, the devil, he's not the lion. He just roars, Brother Green, just like the lion. But praise God, I'm glad, hallelujah, that we've got power over the devil. We've got victory over him. Hallelujah. We can look, let's look on down into verse 9. It says, who resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, sell you, king, praise God. Let's see. Praise the Lord. Lost myself here. Okay, I guess here's 2 Corinthians 1:12. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1:12. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversations in the world, and more abundantly to you, your word. Well, praise God, I can't get them two words together. Praise God. But anyway, get back to this is telling us here. You can read it in your word, what the word of God is telling us. I praise God that this is accomplished. Hallelujah. But you know, hallelujah. Let's look into Hebrews 4:16. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You know, praise God. That's what God is telling us here today. Let us come boldly to the throne room of God. You know, I tell you, God, whenever Jesus hung on the cross there, he ripped that rent from the top to the bottom. He opened up the door then that we could go in boldly to the throne room of God. God's not like he used to be, that the priest had to go in one time a year to offer up a sacrifice for us. But he made it possible there at the cross, hallelujah, that each and every one of us can come in boldly to the throne room of God, that each one of us have the rights to come to him and say, Lord, I've come in to you. I want to find that grace that you're letting us hear about today. We can go boldly unto the throne room. Go up to God face to face. Hallelujah. Then whenever we do that, praise God, God will give us the need. He'll give us the boldness that we have the need of. Let's look into Titus 2:11. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men. Hallelujah. You know, that's something tonight that it's appeared unto all men. Praise God. The grace of God has appeared unto each and every one of us. I thank God tonight that we have the rights to come up to the boldness of God, that we can come up to him and say, Lord, I need your help. I need your deliverance. And God will come in. He will answer. He will deliver us. Praise God. He will. Hallelujah. If we, I want to tell you, I believe it was last week that I was ministered here. I believe it was on Brother Green's broadcast. It might have been this week. Anyway, I was telling them about it. For a long time, I've had problems out of my toes. I couldn't hardly bend them down. At times, I'd try to bend them down, and they would hurt so bad that they just jerked. But praise God, we were ministering on the taking authority over the devil. And I told them, I told God, I was sitting in here in the her living room. I looked down at my foot. I said, devil, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God come on the scene. He heard my cry. And praise God, I can bend my toes down now just like I've always did. I tell you, there were times that it's just like one time back in 1976, I fell and I broke my foot. I couldn't even, it didn't matter how much I tried to get my toes to move, to get them wiggle. I couldn't get them to do nothing. It was just like there wasn't nothing going from my brain down there to tell them to move. And that's the way my foot was doing. But praise God, after I bound that devil life this week or last week, whenever it was, I told him, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. And I can wiggle my toes now, praise God. I could always bend them up. Didn't have no problem bending them up, but I couldn't bend them down. But praise God, now I can sit and look at them, and I can wiggle them down. I can move them down now without even touching them with my hand. I might just tell them with my brain, or however that God got it planned. Brother Green, I can wiggle my toes. I thank God for it, because the grace of God that passes all understanding. I tell you what, whenever we get the grace of God and we get our minds made up that we're going to bind the powers of the enemy, that we're going to pull down the strongholds that the devil's thrown at us, praise God, we have authority, hallelujah, to take it. We can do something. We can obey God, hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah, that I've found grace in the eyes of God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's look into 2 Timothy 1 and 9. It says, who have saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, before the world began, hallelujah, the Lord have called us. Hallelujah. He had a plan, brother, before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I thank God that he had a plan. He done had it all figured out. Even though they were using calves and ox and bulls and things like that to cover the blood, to cover their sins. But praise God, that wasn't good enough. God knowed it wasn't. He had to let them fall from that standard. And he had to get a man that was pure, that was perfect, that was in heaven to come down here and to hang and bleed and die on the cross to bring us the grace of God. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight. I praise God that he done that for us, that he give us the grace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. I praise God for it. I see that we got about 8 minutes and something left. I want to get that sister, Sister Frieda. I want her to come back in there and testify and obey the Lord there.
Okay, Brother Gearwood, that sounds nice. Thank you. Y'all been doing some good scriptures. What I've been reading, I went through my course of looking up grace, and some of the scriptures I came across was, let's see, where is it at? Romans 5:20 and 21. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound. That if sin
Amen.
Hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And you know, it feels good to just see grace abound in our lives and see how the
Amen.
Lord works through us and how he turn situations around and put the positive in everything in his, and I give him all the glory for everything he's doing. And I mean, we've been having some good service. And like I told Brother John Sunday, I said, I can just feel the Spirit through all these songs and the preaching and the different people speaking. But I praise the Lord that you can have a closer walk with him and he shows you things and stuff of what's going to happen and what you've already gone through. But, you know, I don't like to give the devil the credit, but the Lord, he knows from the top of our head to the sole of our feet what's going to happen in the end. And I thank
Amen.
The Lord for everything he's doing in Thomaston.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're glad you come in there and obeyed the Lord, sister. Brother John?
Thank you.
Yeah, brother.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there. We got 6 minutes left there.
Well, you know, the Apostle Paul was, as Brother Green was bringing out earlier, he talked about that in Ephesians chapter 3. He says, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you, Gentile. He was a prisoner, amen, under the Lord Jesus Christ. He was captivated by the word of God. And, amen. Here was a man, he says, well, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, this is a dispensation. This is a time, amen. This is a time of grace of God, which is given to you, Lord. In other words, the grace of God was given to all. That time, the grace of God only Noah, amen, broken the eyes of the Lord. But the dispensation of grace is coming unto all of us now. You know, you talked about the appearance of, you know, appearance of grace, amen, of the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. And then you read there, amen, how that the grace of God comes through Jesus Christ, and Christ appeared. You have to understand that in one word, the grace of God has appeared in all men, and that grace is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that grace
amen.
Appeared unto the Apostle Paul, amen, and we are in a disposition of grace. Says how that by the revelation he made known unto me the mystery. The Bible says that it's given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Amen. It's given unto
right.
us to know the revelations. Amen. It's given unto you. There's a mystery tonight, and that mystery is the grace of God. That mystery tonight, there's one mystery tonight in the kingdom of God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. All you have to do tonight, there's one simple thing, is to receive the grace of God. The grace of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of God is God himself tonight. That's how simplicity it is tonight. Amen. All you have to do tonight is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, whose name is above all names, is simplicity. That's the grace. That's the unmerited favor. That's the benefit tonight. That's the thing we've been talking about. We've called it this and we've called it that. But you know what? Tonight, all we need to call it is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the grace tonight that will come. This is the dispensation of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, and is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is revealing. The Holy Spirit is revealing this one called Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says that come to whom you will sin in my name. It's the authority and power. We receive the grace of God, just like Brother Sister Green brought out, amen. Hallelujah about those, amen, that were bound and those were unforgiveness. And this sister daughter that called in, amen, a family member, unforgiveness. But remember what I said at the end, that the more you love, the less you love, church, tonight. The more love you show, the less you be loved. Why? Because truth will divide. He told me, amen, he said that the families would be divided by the truth. He said he felt that I've called, amen. So he's come to bring the vision, the truth of this gospel of Jesus Christ. The truth of this truth will divide, amen. He said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, by the good news. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power unto me who am less than the least of all saints. Is this grace given? Paul realized one thing. Grace was given. Hallelujah. That I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, it which was from the beginning of the world, hath been hid in God. Hallelujah. This grace,
amen,
these unsearchable riches, this mercy, everything is hidden in God. Our life is hidden in Christ Jesus, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Herein is the wisdom of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, church. Right now, right now, right now, right now, where you're at, right now, you can receive the grace of God. Right now, I don't care what country you're in, I don't care what circumstance, I don't care what time of day it is, wherever you're at, right now, you can receive the grace of God, right now, right there where you're at, right there, just receive Jesus, right there. How simplicity is it? Amen? Just like Brother Dane brought out, faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How can you hear? How can you have faith after you've not heard? But tonight you've heard. You've heard the grace of God. Some of you have been like Noah. Amen. And the imagination of being evil. Some of you have been like Brother Eddie brought out there, that you have been abiding in sin. You took in that little drink. You took in that little leaven. You took in a little this, and it's a little flotches that has fell the vine. Hallelujah. But you've been, some of you have been like Sister Green when she brought out, hallelujah, where she brought out there, where the spirit of grace and supplication was poured out upon Jerusalem and all those. You need to know that this grace of God is going all over the globe right now, even as I speak it. You brought out, amen, as brother Year was brought out that one day there in 1975 on that January Sunday morning at 2 o'clock. Hallelujah. He received the grace of talk. Hallelujah. Right now, where you're at, you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter where you're at, no matter what your financial situation, no matter where you're at, right now, the grace of God, receive it right now in the name of Jesus, all across this globe, right now, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, right now, through this broadcast. You've heard about the grace of God, now it's time to receive it. You've heard about it, now it's time to be a doer, now it's the time to be a receiver, and now it's time for you to take this grace of God that has appeared in all men and taken to the world. And once you've received it, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, amen, the comfort, those are the same comfort. You didn't just receive this grace, amen, to be saved tonight. You received this grace tonight to carry it to all the world. You're to take this fire, amen, you're to take this fire that's in you. He said, I shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. You've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You've received the baptism of the fire right now, and take this fire of grace. Take this message of grace, and Lord, not only receive it tonight, but take it to the world. Take it. All power in heaven and earth has been given to him. Take this power of grace right now. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, all of this world, let them receive your grace. Let them receive your mercy. Let them receive your message right now in the name of Jesus, that your will not return unto you void. Father, that right now, this message of grace, this dispensation of grace, this time of grace has appeared unto all men. And right now, even as you flooded it in the Old Testament, you flooded, but now you're flooding it with your spirit and your spirit of grace tonight. You're pouring it out. Let your flood of grace, Lord, go all over this globe right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your flood of grace, Lord, all cover this globe right now in the name of Jesus. And let us all be covered with your grace. Father, we give you the glory and honor that you will not return to the Lord. And this broadcast and this message and this point of grace will go into all the world, and you will not return it to you, Lord. But we will see the effects of it through these prayers, through these things, through these requests, that someone will see Jesus Christ tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Go ahead,
Brother Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Green,
I'll give you a prayer request. Let's remember to pray. Two more prayer requests came in. Sister Christina King, she needs to sell her home in Michigan. And also, Sister Karen Wilson, pray for her, her daughter, and her son-in-law to be saved. Remember that.
Praise the Lord. Let's remember them. So God bless you, and we'll talk to you there next week.
God bless everybody.
God bless.